At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
The 1/5 9th aspect of nakshatras are important to consider, and we'll tell the rules of why it is so. You'll find out in a minute. Check your ascendant. Number one, ascendant angle, the cusp of your ascendant, whatever planet is close to the ascendant, especially if it is Rahu, Ketu or Jupiter are close to that cusp, close to your ascendant angle. That's the first rule. Number two, if Rahu or Jupiter are your Atma Karaka, we shall speak about this much later on. Number three, if Rahu and Ketu are in 1/7 axis, the first and the seventh axis. Number four, if other planets are in conjunction with Rahu, Ketu or Jupiter in specific nakshatras, the focus being on specific nakshatras. And we'll deal with all the 9 types of nakshatras here, really. Number five, and the most important, if you have an exchange of lordship between the lords of nakshatras and or the dominance of one ruler of nakshatras in your chart. For example, if you have Mercury and Moon exchanging lords, okay, and then you have Mercury dominated nakshatras, this will be important. And if Jupiter is in that particular nakshatra of Mercury, you see what I'm saying? So you've got to check which the ruler of the nakshatra is. We have 9 types, basically 9 classifications of 3 nakshatras each, which makes it 27. So let's get into it. So if you're looking at the chart, you see Rahu is 5th and 9th aspects. This is the 5th aspect of Rahu. We are taking 1st and 7th axis as an example. This is a blank chart, any chart. Okay. So Rahu, if it sits here, 5th aspect is looking at the 5th house, and 9th aspect is looking at the 9th house from the 1st. So this is being 1, this being 5th, this being 9th. In a similar way, if you see Ketu on the other side, because it's diagonally opposite, it will sit on the other side. Its 5th aspect is the 11th house from the 7th house, and its 9th aspect is the 3rd house. This is how Ketu will behave. If you take Jupiter, if it's sitting in the 10th house, for example, its 5th aspect is the 2nd house and 9th aspect is the 6th house. So this being the 1, this being the 5 and this being the 9. This is very important to consider. Why do we say so? Because now if you see 90% of your chart, whoever your chart is, wherever Rahu, Ketu and Jupiter are placed, just these 3 points have a dominant influence on the rest of the chart. Apart from these blanked out ones, which you see in the original color, Rahu has impact on these brown houses, Ketu has impact on these light brown houses, Jupiter on these yellow houses in our example. This is the singular reason why it's very, very crucial for you to understand these videos. Okay. And I will get into one by one, one of the nakshatras after this introduction. But before that, we shall consider for the purposes of this study, Rahu is the point of focus and drive where you want to go in this lifetime. Ketu as past life conquered territory or your karma which you have already learnt and knowledge and finished. Ketu brings all the past life into this life. So whatever you learnt, experience and knowledge, whatever you are already an expert in is Ketu. Jupiter as the point of wisdom where you need to take assistance off. Okay, consider it like that in this particular aspect. Now let's get into the nakshatras. Let us start with Ketu rule nakshatras, which are Ashwini, Makha or Magha and Mula nakshatra, indicated by the white triangle over there. in this nakshatra wheel. So the first pada of each one will be looking at each other. Let it be Rahu, Ketu or Jupiter. Yes, because the 159 is having this particular angle. So the first pada of Ashwini will be looking at first pada of Magha, will be looking at first pada of Mula. Yes, so which goes into Aries energy in the Navamsha, as you can see. So Aries over there, Aries over here, and Aries over here. There you go. So first pada is always going into Aries Navamsha, which means they are great initiators of something. We will come to the themes of the nakshatras for you to get a better idea now. In pada 2, the triangle moves to Taurus everywhere. Taurus Navamsha. So these people will be more focused on resources, on speech, on food, on making money. Okay? Being the Ketu rule nakshatra. Number 3 will go into Gemini. So it's more focused on skill development. It's more focused on communication going forward, and it's more focused on social media communications of that kind, because it's Gemini. The fourth pada, where the triangle now goes into Cancer, is more focused on food, is more focused on homeland, heart-centered consciousness, so to speak. The last pada of the Ketu Rula Nakshatras, which are Ashwini, Magha and Mula Nakshatra. Now, what are the general characteristics of these nakshatras, so to speak? Let's just see that for a minute. Now, the nakshatras of Ketu, which is Ashwini, Magha and Mula, will play out dominantly if you are running a Ketu Mahadasha, for example, yes, period of 7 years, and or if Ketu is any nakshatra is in your ascendant, okay, in which case also it will play out, and all the conditions we listed out before, yes. So what are the general characteristics of all these three nakshatras, Ashwini, Magha and Mula? Number one, they keep walking continuously, brisk walking. They usually reborn in the same family, either for revenge or to help them. Look at the difference there, right? Either a total badass or total good ass, if there is such a thing. To start something new, Ketu always initiates. Ashwini is an initiator, Magha is initiator of leadership, Mula is the beginning of all spirituality. Like we saw in the previous ones, there are plenty of videos to help you with that. They are idea generators, highly intuitive people, Ketu Nakshatras. Okay, so if Rahu, Ketu or Jupiter is sitting in any one of these, in any pada, be aware of this. We shall see this in the next slide. Okay, what is assisting you? Where is your talent going? That's the purpose of this. They are idea generators. They had too much attachment to something in their past life. Ketu is all about past life. What you have conquered in the past life. They are searching for things that give them satisfaction. Ketu is looking for satisfaction. Number two, what is left in this world to do is the question they ask. I'm not permanent here, I will go somewhere else. So they keep moving. They are constantly on the move kind of people. Alright, this is the second point. Number three, they are never committed to one place, one land. They become mediums for two people, no attachment to their family, kids, house, anyone or anything. Ketu cuts off everything that you have already learnt and figured out in the past life, especially in these nakshatras. If Jupiter, Rahu or Ketu is sitting in any point, any vertex of this triangle, it means that you have not come here for your family, kids, house or anything. You come here for something else. You are an idea generator. They are extremely sensitive to energies, empaths, if it's in the first house. Anxiety, detachment issues, unknowingly helping people, not knowing why, and later regretting it. See, Ketu, you must understand, is very quick action planet. Both Rahu and Ketu give very quick results. Ketu will tend to cut off people in the middle of conversations, for example. They react too quickly and regret it later. They take harsh decisions suddenly. They have an extremely high intuitive power, the maximum. They can be passive-aggressive with hypersensitivity. This is the characteristics of Ketu Nakshatra, and it will play out very dominantly in your Ketu Mahadasha of 7 years. Okay. Now let us wrap it up with the Ketu Nakshatra itself. What can we derive from the three Nakshatras? Let us tie in the triangle. So those are the three Nakshatras of Ketu right there, Ashwini, Makha and Mula. This is Aries, as you can see. How do we read this complex piece of slide? Okay. So this is the triangle which we are talking of. If Rahu, Ketu or Jupiter are in this vertex at any point, you are looking at the other two as well. So Ashwini goes from Aries to Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer in Navamsha. This goes from Leo and this goes from Sagittarius into the same Navamsha. Which means what essentially? It means that this Ashwini will bring everything in a Martian style. Mars, like you can see the energy is right there. Initiator, risk taker, needs admiration. They can be healers, they can be commanding, they can be friendly and controlling. See, all Martian energies you will find in this box. Coming on to Makha, it goes into Leo. So it will be all Sun kind of energy. Sun is very ancestral, very traditional, holding on to ancestral property. So if you are running Ketu Mahadasha, this will be prominent in your life. You will move from one point to the other point in this triangle. Yes. If it's Mula, all Jupiterian characteristics going into Navamsha. Jupiter has nothing to do with material obsession. Jupiter is knowledge, wisdom, its influence, its guidance, its writing rules and regulations. You see? So that's what it goes to in Mula. So the axis, as much as you can say, it is Ketu driven. Detachment from things like we saw. It is more towards moving and bringing the energies of that particular nakshatra also, inclusive of the life lesson which I have covered in other videos, if you want to see that. Okay, inclusive of that. So life lesson of Ashwini being, use what you have to initiate new beginnings. That's what you must do. If Rahu Ketu Jupiter is sitting there, if it is sitting in Makha, you must have alignment with righteousness to command true power. Well, Jupiter is not really interested in power, but it is also looking at what lessons you bring from past life. Ketu is past lives. Remember, we just spoke of that. If it is sitting in Mula, it is exalted because Jupiter is Sagittarius ruler. It's digging deep to destroy the lies. Means you must uncover truths of your life. Uncover truths of the society. Because it's going into Dharma. Dharma is about society. So tie these axes, tie these vertex points of the triangle if Jupiter, Rahu or Ketu is sitting in this. Or if there is an exchange of lordship between the nakshatras. For example, Ashwini is ruled by Ketu, right? If Ketu and Mars are exchanging lordship, right? Mars is the ruler of Aries. Or if you're going to Leo, if Sun and Ketu are exchanging lordship, right? If Sun is sitting in a Ketu nakshatra, Ketu is sitting in a Sun nakshatra. That's another possibility. Same with Jupiter. This is the way we analyze it. Next, we shall see Venus rule nakshatra. In the meantime, take care, be safe, have a great day.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,